WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Valor Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are too.
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you.
Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow! What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Part of our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button on the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe right away, follow the channel, hang out and chat to the archive. We are free to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
So, on Twitter, at Wildtalk. Bad news, you know, it says, you know, that when you go to Twitter, it says today's news, right? And it gives you a summary. Social media users reminisce about watching WWE WrestleMania 35, which lasted 7 hours and 24 minutes, and ended after midnight EST. Attendees and viewers shared experience of falling asleep, feeling exhausted, or facing post-event issues like long waits in the rain for trains or parking. The discussion contrasts it with the preference for the current two-night WrestleMania format to avoid burnout. That's a summary.
I just have Netflix greenlights the sequel to K-pop Demon Hunters, and I say let's go. And that people want to get Danhausen on Hot Ones.
The story is a summary of posts on X, and it may evolve over time. Grok can make mistakes. Verify its outposts. You can tweet us at WildTalkRadio, at RackRadioShow, at Lindsworm. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WGLive to interact with us live tonight, as we need to talk.
We do need to talk.
We do.
About things.
About thing, but we'll get there.
We will, in fact, get there. So I say we jump right into the news brought to our friends over at MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And we are going to start off with NXT Stand and Deliver that will be on April 4th. And it will be streaming globally on WWE's YouTube channel.
Yeah, so as everyone is pretty much aware, the deal with Peacock is ending on the 14th.
Yep.
All the NXT content is coming off of there. The premium live event content is coming off of Peacock on that date. SmackDown content will stay because it's the the rights for SmackDown content here in the United States because of the USA Network. But the NXT content is coming off of the platform, so NXT premium live events have no place to go at the moment. So they're going to be streaming live on the YouTubes, just like AAA content does here in the States. So at some point, one would assume they will market and sell the NXT premium live events to another service provider, maybe ESPN, maybe to Netflix, maybe back to Peacock, who knows? But right now, the contract anywhere, or stays on YouTube, who knows? But yeah, they could make good numbers on YouTube.
They could. I mean, I'm a little sad that like they're going on YouTube and they're not going to be like on one of the providers anymore. But hopefully, like you said, WWE will shop it and they'll get it on somewhere, either like Netflix or ESPN or somewhere like that. I'm honestly sad that they are leaving Peacock entirely. What you will about the ESPN deal, I don't know if was the best move considering the setup. We'll see how it goes, because it seems smooth, like everything seems fine, but I really liked that they were on Peacock. I thought it was easy and it was convenient, and ESPN is not so much. And so yeah, we'll see how it goes, I guess.
I mean, ESPN is not that difficult, and most of the other content's on Netflix if you want historical content for premium live events up until last year's WrestlePalooza. It's all on Netflix, and that's been very easy to watch. So that's been good. It was like SummerSlam Vault or WrestleMania Vault or whatever, which has been easy and pretty good quality content in terms of picture on the Netflix. So that's been good to see. But yeah, I assume it gets put out somewhere at some point. I think Stand and Deliver, which is their biggest show of the year, even though it's not on WrestleMania weekend, it's still their biggest show. It depends how that performs, I guess, globally, and if they can pull a decent number on YouTube as a way to sell it. So
if they're giving it away for free, because they're actually giving it away for free this time, they should do decent numbers on it. I don't know if they'll do gangbusters, but they should do decent. Because if nothing else, it's something you can have on and you can watch in the background.
Yeah, it'll be interesting how the on-demand works with it. Like, if it's going to stay up, I assume it'll stay up so you can watch it anytime, hopefully. Yeah. It should do pretty good. Maybe then other people then paid money to downvote it again like they did the other content.
Oh my god, can we talk about how ridiculous that was? Can we please just really quickly talk about how stupidly ridiculous that was? Like, if you want to waste $250 of your money to buy downvotes, just give me your credit card. I could spend $250 so much better. I could spend more than $250 if you just want to waste money. That is like my number one skill in life, is wasting money. Like, come on. Like, what is wrong? Like, who does that? Who does that other than that guy? Like, how shallow and petty do you have to be to like go buy downvotes on something?
The same people who bought Twitch accounts for viewers for Twitch accounts to get them shut down because they're creating bot accounts. It's those type of people. I know.
Touch grass, please go touch grass. It won't hurt you, I promise. I've done it.
It was a nice day yesterday. Today it's snowed.
I was gonna say, it was cold here today. Like, I was like, what the fuck? A front blew through at like 4 o'clock this morning, and I was like, what the hell is going on?
It was 80. It was 80 degrees and sunny yesterday.
It was. I don't know if it was sunny here yesterday. I think it might have been raining yesterday, but like, the weather has been so nice the last few days, and I was like, oh, this is great. I can have the windows open, and I can just, you know, because the pollinating hasn't started yet here. Like, the stuff, like, nothing is really in bloom yet, so, like, it's that wonderful time of year where you don't have to run your heat or the AC. You can just have the windows open. It's nice and breezy and sunny, and it's the perfect kind of warm. It's not humid. It's like, it's great. And then today it was like, fuck it, I'm going to be cold.
It's currently 36, so 40-something degree difference.
It's 46 here.
Anyway, moving on.
Did not sign up for this. Winter, go home. You're drunk. It's March. You're done. Go home. Bye-bye. Anyway, WWE, in partnership with Visit Fort Wayne today, announced that Saturday night's main event will emanate live from the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on Saturday, May 23rd. Tickets will go on sale March 20th.
So, we have Backlash.
Mm-hmm.
On the 9th,
mm-hmm.
We have Saturday night's main event on the 23rd,
mm-hmm.
Clash in Italy on the 31st.
All we're going to be doing is previewing shows this summer. Previewing and recapping again. That's all we're going to be doing. I can feel it. Why are they doing this? I don't understand. Like, there for a really hot minute, we had like a nice pay-per-view schedule. There was a nice time difference. They got rid of all the other extra crap that they didn't need. You know, we were getting about a month between a pay-per-view. It was great. Like, it was a nice, relaxed thing. And then last year, they're like, we're going to add 20 billion events to our calendar. And we had to cover them all. And it's like, which they didn't make us do. We did to ourselves. But like, we don't need this many. We just don't. We just really, really, really don't. I don't understand how they expect to build to things or at least make events be important if they have this many that close together. Because at some point, something just becomes a show.
Well, that's Saturday. And I tend to believe that's Saturday night's main event. That's just a show.
Yeah, I know that. But like, that's all it is. Not a lot of people, I shouldn't say nobody because people do care, but not a lot of people care about it. So it's like something y'all need to figure it out. And I know it's to make up for the fact that they're not doing house shows anymore and they have to fill the gap somewhere. But
that's not partially it. It's, I mean, the pay-per-views back at the PLEs and two in a month, I'm okay with that because it's the last day in the month and it's the first thing in the month. I get that. Those two are fine. We didn't need Saturday night's main event in between.
No, we didn't. We really didn't. They could have held that. They really could have.
Yeah, because that's on my birthday, so I'm not watching that.
He will be eating ice cream cake on
that I will be eating ice cream cake on that day. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see where we are. But in the spring, I wouldn't say the summer we're doing that, but the spring calendar that I have ran, there's a lot of preview review stuff in between. And then they go overseas. And then, you know, who knows what happened.
And then it just gets crazy.
The schedule gets crazy. But anyway, continue.
Then we have to just figure out when we're going to recap Raw in the middle of all the PLEs they're going to hold.
We do. Yay! We have. We're missing one because there's a review. And then one, we got a Raw review scheduled. It's already scheduled for the 11th of June.
Oh, WWE. Y'all and your crazy, wacky schedule.
And yes, chat, that is as far data as our calendar goes at this point right now. We have content scheduled till there. Are there gaps? Yes. But there's scheduled content.
If there's one thing we know how to do, it's bullshit. So, you know, we're good. We have a talent. Moving on, though. Royce Keyes and Danhausen have been added to the DLC for 2K26. Like, goddamn, the game isn't even out officially yet, and they're already in it. That was fast.
So they're going to be the later end of the passes. They're going to be 5 and 6, respectively, I think.
They would have to be, because they got to build.
Scan them and all the things. So, yeah, but because when we talked about last week, there were 2 spots left.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the 2 spots that got filled.
Ta-da!
Danhausen got announced, like, the next morning. Or Royce Keyes got announced the next morning from a press release. And then the people went, oh, I see his name in there. And they officially announced him today. Danhausen was released, I think, Monday. They announced him in the video game. Which is cool. Get him in there. They'll be still, by the time Royce Keyes will be a prominent figure on television, Danhausen will still be doing Danhausen things. Yeah, so that's cool.
I mean, it's deserved. Congratulations to them. I love that they're going to get them in them. They're super quick. Like, the replacement of the DLC and doing the battle pass allows them to get people into the game much faster.
I forgot it's not DLC. It's premium pass content. I don't want to get the words confused because that will make people mad. It's not DLC. It's premium pass content. Gotta get that fact. Right. Gotta get that correct. Premium pass content.
He's got a rant about it. Later, he's gonna talk later.
We'll talk maybe about that. We'll if it comes out, it comes out. But well, you know, gotta get the phrasing right. Those
it's,
people,
it's gonna come out
for those people. You know, just anyway. Moving on, he says, because that's content for later.
Moving on to AEW, All Elite Wrestling has partnered with Kisui to launch My AEW, a centralized streaming destination for AEW fans. Kisui, the global leader in streaming technology and services, and All Elite Wrestling, one of the most dynamic brands in professional wrestling, today announced the global launch of My AEW, a new digital platform for All Elite Wrestling. Powered by Kisui, the platform gives fans immersive access to live and to live and on-demand events outside the United States and Canada. A dedicated fast channel with ad-supported viewing available to fans globally, and more exciting features to come in the near future. So basically, they have launched their own version of the WWE Network.
Kind of. So the fast channels are like those ad-supported channels that you get with your TV or like Pluto and stuff like that. It's like that type of service. But it's not on television. It's just a website, which that anyone can watch. That's airing content from all over, from the Dynamite and Collision libraries and whatever. They started like from the beginning, so it's like, okay, cool. They started their own version of the network to replace Triller, Triller and Fight TV, which are having issues, and they're going to be moving on. And this is for the international audience overseas, UK and such, where they don't have big deals and stuff like that. So what you get for $7.99 a month, you get AEW podcasts.
Mooey.
AEW and Dynamite and Collision live. So that's good. You get the Ring of Honor Honor Club live. You get the Honor Club TV live. And the Ring of Honor pay-per-view for that month, if it has one, live. Both with and replays for like 90 days. And the AEW TV archive, which is basically whatever HBO Max has. You'll have for $19.99, you get the monthly, it's monthly plus pay-per-view. So you will get one AEW pay-per-view that airs during that month, if they have one that month. Everything else I mentioned, and then you'll have select pay-per-view archives on top of that. Or you can pay for the year, $119.99. You get all that same stuff, but that is the yearly annual rate. I mean, that's great for international fans. They another way to watch the pay-per-views and stuff. I'd pay $20. That's not bad for a pay-per-view price. It's really not. So here in the States, it's $40 on HBO Max. It's really not that bad. Is it a network light? Yes. But it depends how many people pay for it. Tony Conte, he said we generate great revenue with the Ring of Honor Honor Club. I highly doubt that one, but you do you. Because there's no one talking about Ring of Honor content. But hey, they're filming in a TV studio now. Every 3 weeks.
Ding.
A small TV studio in Jacksonville. So at least that's something. But yeah, it's good. That's a great deal for international people. Buy the pay-per-views cheaply. Which I think that was roughly the price. It was maybe $30 on Triller or whatever. Maybe $20. I don't know.
I mean, honestly,
because I always knew the UK versions were cheaper anyhow.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think because we did the math on it, the yearly subscription is going to be the best deal because you get everything for the low bare bargain basement price of $9.99. That's why I joked that it was the network, because it's the network price. You can pay more.
Well, $7.99. It's close to $9.99.
No, it's $119.99. You divide it by 12. It's
I guess. Currently, on Triller, we're doing the pricing. Purchase options. Let's see. Oh, it's $14.95. It's on sale for $14.99.
Ooh.
So. Oh no, that's last year's. I guess they don't have this year's. Okay,
they've already taken it down. They're not going to sell it.
Yeah, you never know.
I mean, here's the thing. I applaud them for getting ahead of the curve and getting this ready to go. They've seen the problems with Triller. They know it's not going to end well, so they went ahead and were proactive and found a solution for the international audience before Triller went away or before there were changes made to Triller. So that's a great move on their part, launching their own thing.
And they're officially
because that gives them control over it.
Yeah, and they're officially off of it now. So
yeah,
for live. But yeah, it gives them control, and it's you use this as, hey, this is what our company is doing. Someone buy it,
right?
That's where they're at. Someone go out and buy this content.
Buy your stuff, please. We promise it's good. But no, I'm happy for them. Good for them. I hope it works out, and I hope it's successful for them.
Yeah.
So up next in TNA, AJ Francis has extended his contract. He will be going through the end of 2026, so congratulations to him. And Steve Macklin has officially re-signed with TNA Wrestling, so congratulations to him as well.
Congrats.
TNA retaining people and extending people out. That's always a good sign.
Always a good thing.
So I say we take a break.
That sounds like a good plan.
All right, so when we come back, we are going to be talking all about the Fortnite ecosystem changes and Rock May Rant. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. Iron fist, that's how I run this.
the summit. I've been a hunter, I've been a hunted. Don't look now, you got another thing coming. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it?
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTRLive? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. I mean Prime Gaming. Or maybe it's just Prime. It's the easiest way to support us for free.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, and you're listening to Rack Radio.
Since I heard that song. Welcome back to the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a free sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button on the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang on chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are going to be talking Fortnite because a new season is inbound in a week.
One week from today.
Doing it on a Thursday. Well, I guess we know what we're talking about next week.
Well, you know what we're talking about next week, maybe, hopefully.
We'll see. we have a backup plan in case. But we have Fortnite inbound in a week, and there's some changes coming to the game.
So, Fortnite, we need to talk. So, they put out a thing the other day. I'm going to read it, and it goes, I'm going to quote them here. Cost of running Fortnite has gone up a lot, and we're raising prices to help pay the bill. Y'all made $6 billion last year. Okay. So, here's what's changing starting March 19th. Go ahead.
Can I just say this real quick? I'm so tired
of everybody raising prices on everything. I'm just tired of everything costing more. Can we stop doing this? Like, stuff is getting so expensive, and it's ridiculous, and it's stupid.
But, alright, so it'd be okay if they were actually raising the price. But they're really not raising the price. So here we go. For $8.99, you used to get 1,000 V-Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
You now get 800. So they didn't raise the price, they just lowered what you're getting.
That's a raising price.
It is a raising price.
It's the same thing.
But I would be okay. The whole bottom line of this, I'd have been okay with a price range. And you'll understand why in a bit. For $22.99, you used to get $2,800. Now you get $2,400 V-Bucks, $5,000 V-Bucks, $4,500 for the $36.99 pack. And for $90, you got $13,500. You now get $12,500. So you're losing pricing. You're losing about 1,000 V-Bucks on that one. And for individual $50 V-Bucks purchases increments, it's now up to $1 instead of 50 cents. Check your region for, you know, conversions. This is where the problem comes in. This is where I've been like, okay, you want to raise the price? I'm okay with things going up if I wasn't losing things. But now I'm paying the same price I was, and we're losing. So I ask you the question of, when you play Fortnite and you get the Battle Pass was 950 V-Bucks, or 1,000 V-Bucks. It may have went up by 50 at this point, but that's what you got, and you were able to recoup your V-Bucks. And because of the bonus sections in the Battle Pass, you were able to gain 500 V-Bucks. So you were getting 1,500 V-Bucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Battle Pass will now cost 800 V-Bucks. And that's all you can get back. So you've lost 700 V-Bucks out of that Battle Pass. That's substantial.
Mm-hmm. That is a substantial thing.
The other passes are 800 V-Bucks, which were OG, which was used to be 1,000. 1,200 V-Bucks for the Music Pass, which was 1,400. Same with LEGO, was 1,400, is now 1,200. But those all come, if you buy them with Crew, that all stays the same. Except, if you pay for Crew, you're only getting 800 V-Bucks now instead of 1,000. That's kind of shitty.
I don't like that they're doing this.
No, I don't.
I don't like that they're doing this. I understand they have costs, and I understand that they need to make adjustments based on cost. I don't like it.
But I accept it. But I accept it
because that's the price of doing business.
They were raising the price, I would understand it more. Charge me a dollar more for everything.
Yeah, like them pulling benefits back for the essentially to keep the price the same is stupid, and it's not any better of a look than just raising the price and keeping the benefit the same. Like, oh, you want 1,200 V-Bucks, it's now this, which is like $1 or $2 more. Like, I think that is a little bit more tolerable than, well, you've been getting this every month since we announced it or we established it or whatever, and now we're gonna take that back. They're doing a take backsie. And they're saying, we're not going to give you as much. We're going to let you keep paying the same price, but we're going to take some of that away. And we're taking some of that back. And that's not cool to do. And I don't know how this is going to go for them. Especially on like the battle passes and on the Crew and everything else. Because like the whole point is, it's a benefit. Like, you're selling, especially for Crew, you're selling this as a benefit to the consumer. You're selling the battle pass as a benefit to the consumer. It is entirely optional if people want to buy it or not. Like, you don't have to. You can get the stuff for free. That's free, and then you don't need to pay for the extra stuff if you don't want to. That's the whole point of the game.
Wait. Say that you just buy the base stuff and just get the extra stuff. You don't have to pay for any of it if you just want the free stuff.
No, you don't have to buy the battle pass if you don't want the battle pass. There
are free portions of a battle pass that you don't have to pay for. Wow. That's an amazing concept. That's an amazing concept in video games. There is a free section of stuff that you can get. That's an amazing concept.
I mean, you don't want to confuse it with a DLC now, because
those are different things. Or the base game, if you're paying for the base game and you just don't, you can get all the free stuff in the world, but you don't want the extra premium stuff. You could just pay for, you know, the base game of it all. Idiots. There you go.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go look at Rock's Twitter.
Just look at my Twitter. People are idiots. This is it with the actual game. The actual game is $70 for WWE 2K26. Go buy it. It's available tomorrow worldwide.
Not a paid advertisement.
Not a hashtag ad. They're not sponsoring the stream. Hashtag epic partner. They could if they wanted to. But You know how to get in touch with me. But that's besides the point.
But like the going back to the conversation, like it's not as much of a benefit if you're retracting things out of what you're selling just to keep the price the same.
And here's the thing. Fortnite moved the Fortnite. You could, if you're on Xbox and you have Game Pass, they move the crew into Game Pass. So we legitimately paying more for Fortnite crew because you're paying for Game Pass. That's what I've been doing. I've been paying more. So now I'm paying more for less.
Reminds me, I need to move my stuff off of my Xbox and onto my PC so I can cancel Game Pass.
You may want to do that. The crew?
Yeah. I need to figure out if it's going to screw my account or not, if I, like, take it off. Because, like, the whole thing with my setup is weird, because I started on Xbox and then I moved over to PC.
Same.
But I have to, like, update mine every so often on the Xbox, because the Xbox will log me out because I never turn it on anymore. And so,
I have to still go into the Xbox once a month or once every 2 months to get reward.
Yeah, I have to do the same, and I have to run the updates and everything like that. So I have to figure out, like, if you can just transfer your account onto PC, which would be really nice if you could just do that and you don't have to have it installed on the Xbox, because it's a huge pain in the ass to update both.
You would have to cancel the subscription and then restart a subscription on it, so that could cancel out your benefits that you had before. That's different. That's an argument. That's a different thing for a different point. Time. But when the Fortnite crew moved to the Game Pass, my crew went from Epic taking my money to Game Pass taking my money, and they switched it over automatically, which is great. Okay,
check my-
which is great because I enjoy Game Pass and I'm willing to pay for Game Pass, not the full price, but we pay for Game Pass. But you're still paying more money than what the crew is. But now everything is lower, and that's the biggest thing. I would, if they wanted to raise the cost of things by a dollar or two to make more money, go for it. Because we know you grossed $6 billion as a company last year.
Yeah.
And because you decided to create a scenario where you've built this entire ecosystem called UEFN and the creative platform, where you're having thousands of people make maps, and you're giving up to a certain percentage all the profits to them. That's your problem. That's great. You're making payouts. That's great, you're paying people to create games. But you also, today, had to get rid of 5,000 maps because they were in violation of services or something of that, which was a crazy number. Which, one, I don't know if I should be impressed by the number of maps that they had to TOS and remove, or they should be embarrassed by those having 5,000 maps that had to be removed, that slipped through the system. I don't know which one's worse.
I think there's a margin of error on that, where there is going to be stuff that slips through, like that just happens.
But 5,000 copycat duplicate maps like that?
But the question is what is the ratio of that to how many maps are being uploaded every day? Like, or created every day and put through the system and put through that testing? Like, what is the percentage of failure that the system is not catching those maps?
That's the question. That's the point. That's why they should be embarrassed by it. Like, maybe we should get a better system. But I've also known maps to get flagged for the littlest things, but you can copycat a map and it's fine. But now that adds to the whole ecosystem, because now V-Bucks plays a big part in those maps. Steal the Blame Brain Rot, which is one of the biggest maps for whatever reason, you can now, there's microtransaction in maps. So now players will be spending their V-Bucks in the game. So now you're going to have players now pay more money to buy V-Bucks to play in those games, or because there's another company that's in Fortnite that's producing a Grand Theft Auto map, which using the Grand Theft Auto font and promoting it in Variety, typical gamer, probably was not the best idea because Rockstar could come for you, but I digress. It's weird. Like, it's not going to make people like me, who's very stingy. I am very stingy with my V-Bucks, right? To be even more stingy, because the value isn't, because, okay, so for a given, to do the math, right, for a given season, we'll go in, a typical season is 3 months, right, 12-week season, so that's three rounds of crew, so that's, I think crew's, what, $12 a month, something like that, we'll just base it off of that, so that's $36 for crew, and you get all the, you get one main battle pass, which features now 800 V-Bucks, and you get 3 months worth of 800 V-Bucks from the crew, so that's 2,400 plus 800, those 3,200 V-Bucks that you would get. Instead of, you had 1,500 plus 3,000, so you had 4,500. So you're losing, what did I say, 3,200? So you lost 1,300 V-Bucks in a 3-month span. That hurts your item shop, especially for kids, who their parents will give them crew, but they're not going to buy them V-Bucks all the time.
Unless they're going to alter the pricing in the shop, too, which they're not
going to
do.
Which they're not going to do, because they've adjusted that before, and things have gone up. Because remember, they got rid of all the rarities.
Yep.
Everything's just the same, and they base it off whatever they feel like you're getting in with the skin or the kick or the sidekick or the music. You're paying music rights, so that's every $500 V-Buck music song costs money. Like, the phrase "to pay the bills" is what is setting people off. Like, you have influx of money from Disney to pay for your system, for your stuff. Like, what bill are you talking about? And again, you raised the price, but you didn't actually raise the dollar figure. You just eliminated stuff from the consumer. So as a consumer, I'm annoyed. I'm pissed off because I've grown to an expectation of, hey, this is what I'm paying for.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you removing it? Because I thought about the Battle Pass and went, well, if the Battle Pass is now less, the quality of content in said Battle Pass will probably be less.
It won't be as generous, that's for sure.
No, because now you're going to add, so where those two spots for the V-Bucks were in the base Battle Pass, the base 100, will probably be another emoticon that you never use.
Yeah.
So if they were smart, they would have raised it, kept your content, and gave people an incentive to keep paying and adding a kick or adding a sidekick or something in the Battle Pass where it's like, now that Battle Pass is worth more. Now it's all worth less.
Yeah.
It's a mistake. Will it change? No, at least not.
We'll see.
At least not in the very near future. Could 6 months from now they go change their mind and go, hey, we're adding all this back? Yeah.
I think it depends on how much they're impacting their bottom line, because the other side of this is, especially for like the V-Buck purchase, is by reducing it by 200. So say I want to buy 1,000 V-Buck skin and I don't have any. Well, instead of paying the whatever it was for 1,000 V-Bucks, now I have to pay the base level. I either have to pay the base level twice, so I'm doubling the cost of what I'm going to get for those V-Bucks, because I have to buy it twice, or I have to go with the next level up to get that skin and have a little bit left over. So what they're really trying to do, so they are raising the price, but they're raising it in a way that it's like you have to pay more,
or the
regardless.
Or the other option of you buy the 50 V-Bucks at a shot deal, but you could buy whatever you need at a cost.
Yeah, but which
also went up. That's the only one that really went up.
But the idea is that we're going to make you pay more for the same stuff, and we're going to give you less in return for it. That's what they're really doing. And so it's, will it hurt their bottom line? I don't know yet. But I think if it does hurt their bottom line, like if enough people push back on it and enough people aren't spending the way that they want, they'll have to take a look at it and they'll have to readjust it. I'm with you. I think it's a mistake. And I said this at the top of everything, where it's, I am tired of companies doing this, because Epic is not the only one that is doing this. This is something that is happening across the board with a lot of different companies, especially for subscription services, where it's, we're going to charge you the same, but we're going to take away some of the benefits that you get to keep the price the same, essentially. And we're not going to raise the price. We're just going to take stuff away. And so we're going to take value away from this thing that you're paying for. And it's like, well, if you're going to take value away from something that I'm using, why am I going to continue to use it? Like, if you're going to remove the benefit from me, why should I give you my money? Because now that's setting a precedent of every time they don't want to raise the price, in quotations, they're going to take something away from you. Even though it's like Amazon, I think, has made a bunch of changes in terms of like shipping and some of the other stuff that they've done. And it's not as valuable as what it was, right? Now, Epic is kind of going along that same line of, well, we aren't going to raise the price, but we're going to reduce the benefit. And basically, we're going to fuck you. That's what it is. We're going to fuck you. We don't want to absorb the cost. So we're going to pass the cost on to you, and you're going to pay it. And you have to be happy about it. That's it. Like, that's kind of the message they're saying. Yeah, they're no looping you. That's exactly what they're doing. And that's something that's been happening across the board, and it's been happening for a year. So it's getting old and it's getting tiresome, and it's kind of like, when is it going to stop? I don't like it. So we'll see if Epic makes money off of this. We'll see if it works for them, or we'll see if they have to put it back. Like I said, if enough company or if enough people protest it, if enough people aren't using it, if enough people don't see the benefit of it and they push back, that will get Epic's attention and they may put it back. But it's going to take some pretty big names, especially in the streaming world, to get that done.
So CypherPK, get your video started. Fortnite, we need to talk about it again. So interest in Fortnite is lessened. Streamers have stopped streaming the game that used to stream it all the time. Even the creators who, you know, would always constantly stream it have moved on to other games for variety's sake and haven't streamed the last month of the season as much as they used to. Guys like Nick A30, for example, who was a Fortnite for the last 7 years, 8 years, has moved on to other games. You're losing the general public's interest in your game while you still draw numbers in the game, but your audience is pulling back. You still draw a lot of people, yes, but not as much as you used to, and you've tried all the big collabs to bring people in, and while you get some peaks, they don't stick around, and now that you're charging them and you're going to give them less content, I don't know how you're going to keep the fan base happy, especially when in a time where everything else is like changing with subscriptions, as you mentioned. It's like, it's bad PR.
Well, it's putting them in a precarious position because things like the crew, Fortnite crew, it's a nice to have. It's a perk. It's a, if you have the affordable income to be able to spend the money on it, you can spend the money on it. That's great, right? You can do that. But if you don't have the money to spend on it, you're not going to buy it, or you shouldn't buy it. That shit goes for anything. And the problem is that all the problems with the economy, people are pulling back. People aren't spending as much. They aren't going for these services like they used to, because money is getting tighter. Prices are going up and money is having to go elsewhere in order to compensate for the prices going up, which means those lovely nice to haves that we're all very used to go away, because it's, well, I'm not going to pay $4.99 or $5.99 a month or whatever crew costs. I don't even know what it costs anymore.
It was $11.99 last time I remember paying for it.
Okay, so, you know, I'm going to take that $11.99 back and I'm going to put it elsewhere, because, you know, Fortnite is great and it's fun and the crew is nice, but honestly, I don't play Fortnite like I used to. Why am I going to keep paying $11.99 for something that I really am not seeing the benefit of, and I can put that money elsewhere, right?
And that's the thing, because it used to be skin and V-Bucks. That's a great value.
Mm-hmm.
Now your V-Bucks are less. It's less money. Yeah, it's so much more expensive to go out to dinner. Everything's gone up. So like, you could use the crew money and put it towards dinner and stuff like that. And it's a lot. This whole thing's a mistake. It's a mistake PR wise. Be ballsy enough, raise the price. People would be mad, but people would get over it.
Like, even if you raise the price like $1 or $2.
Yeah, that's not it. That doesn't break the bank.
That's not an awful increase. That's kind of in line, because the thing is too, on the flip side, to sort of do the devil's advocate and go into Epic's defense for a moment, there is cost of living, right? There are cost of living increases that happen, right? Things do get more expensive over time. That's just what happens. And the idea is that as prices go up, people are supposed to get those cost of living raises that allow those prices to go up and they can still maintain. And that's not what's happening. People are not getting raises. People are lucky to still be employed. That's part of the problem, but it's like, you could still take the price up like $1 to $2 and it would be manageable. You might lose some people out of it, but I don't think you would lose a lot. I'm very curious to see what the numbers would be of when they institute this, how this is going to go for them. I think it's not going to be a quick decline. I think it's going to be a very steady decline over time.
Yeah, it'll be a steady decline, because this one people will be like, wouldn't realize, especially for crew, they won't realize it because it's middle of the month. And for a lot of people, they're beginning end of month subscription. So everything just rolls over. For me, mm-hmm. it's going to be weird because actually, it's my rollover date. When it moved to Game Pass, my date changed, because I used to be first and second of the month for stuff. But because Game Pass changed it, but that's beside the point. I think over time, you're already losing people when they made the change of, you have to keep, if you have crew, you have to keep crew the entire time to get the full battle pass. You're already losing people with that, because people used to. because a lot of people where you buy Crew, you get the battle pass, and you ditch it for 2 months, and then you resubscribe.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do and how people react. But the problem, and we talked about it, like, and the meme with the Cypher PK thing. If this was a couple of years ago, I think streamers would have had a bigger uproar. They would have backed their community more.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I don't know other than maybe a Cypher who may go to bat for the community compared to the days of old, because a lot of the top end streamers, and Cypher's not even a top end streamer at this point, but YouTube, he does fine. He would go back to bat for the community more than a lot of other creators, because the top end have moved on to other games that used to dominate the thing. Even a guy like Courage is playing League of Legends and not Fortnite, and he just got an icon skin 3 months ago.
Yep.
He would have gone to bat a couple of years ago for the community, maybe, and made a video and done all these things, but they don't care. Because the creators now, the top-end creators who stick with the game, all have their toes dipped into UEFN and have people making maps for them, and they don't care. Because to them, money's money. Doesn't hurt them. Even the mid-level Fortnite streamers that go on right now, that are the creators, if you notice all the tournaments they pull in for, the mid-level creators, they're not going to go bad for the community like that. They don't have the pull because they are in Epic's pocket. They're not going to rattle the feathers. Because again, to them, they're people who don't do challenges. They don't play they buy the battle passes just to show off the skins and whatever at the beginning of the season. They don't, it doesn't matter to them. You need someone to like speak up and go to bat for people. I hope there are people out there that still do.
I'm sure there will be. I think once everybody sort of sees what this is and what this is going to be, I think there will be people that talk about it and go to bat for it, but I don't think there's going to be a lot. Because again, it's Epic already has more or less bought the right people, and they know that those people are not going to speak out against them about it, which is sad. That's how they're going to do things. And like in terms of your bigger streamers like Ninja and Cypher and Courage and some of the others, they're not going to say anything because they don't need to say anything. In part because they're just not streaming the game anymore. Like, they're not playing the game. And that's the whole other problem for them that doesn't play into their favor right now, is that Fortnite is losing popularity. It's losing relevance. And that's a problem for them. I think it's kind of this situation where when they first started the collabs, it was really, really, really cool, right? And it was like, oh, cool, they got whoever. And it's now becoming a Ready Player One situation where it feels like every other week there is a new collab. And don't get me wrong, some of them are neat. Like, I was very happy for the Hoyoverse collab because it's been a long time coming and I've been waiting for it. But some of the other ones, it's almost too much. And the fact that they've started integrating the collabs into the seasons, it's not as fun if you don't understand it, right? Like, they did a full Marvel season way back when in, like, Chapter 2, Season 3. Everybody's like, oh my god, they did a full Marvel season. And it got to be a lot. And that's just been kind of something that they have been progressing over time, and I believe that is beginning to hurt the game, because what Fortnite was and what has become is completely different. And to me, in a lot of aspects, Epic has sort of gone in on the collabs, they've gone in on the special mechanics, and they've sort of destroyed the soul of the game a little bit, because it's not what it was anymore. Hasn't been for a very, very, very long time. And because of that, it's just not as good of a product as what it used to be. And that also hurts it. You also have a lot of competition because people looked at the Fortnite model, they looked at how they did it, and people have copied that. And you also have major franchises coming back into play. Like right now, Resident Evil is huge because they just released Requiem. And everybody's about Leon Kennedy.
But you buy that game in the Epic Game Store, so Epic still makes the money. And guess what? You get a free Fortnite skin when you do.
Yep. And that's good business on their part. And it's smart. But like, and I think they recognize, and that's part of it, is they have recognized that Fortnite is not going to be their bread and butter forever, which is why they have transitioned into doing other things. And that's fine, right? That's fine. But it's kind of bringing it all back around. It's like when you're making announcements of these massive collabs with like Disney, for example, and the fact that they're going to reduce costs by implementing AI, which is a whole other conversation, only to then turn around and say, well, we're going to retract benefits to save money or to make more money. It's kind of like, whoa, wait a minute here. Hold on a second. Like, let's really talk about this and what you guys are really doing. So I don't agree with it personally. Like, I don't like it. I don't like that they're making the change. And it's kind of one of those things that, like I said, it's a nice to have. Do I want to still keep it? And the answer may be no.
So we'll find out.
And it may be no. And it may be no for a lot of people. That's the thing.
People have to make tough decisions.
People do have to make tough decisions. But we don't, because we're done.
We are, in fact, done. Chat, Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. It's another edition of CB Radio. I think we're doing True or False Oscar edition. And that's the plan. Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Build a WrestleMania on Wrestle Talk Radio. Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday, it's Raw Post Show. Raw ends. We live talk about it. We'll be back next Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of Rack, and hopefully with some good content. Hopefully, if that happens, you guys get more content. Ding. That Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, wherever you get your podcasts, just search the Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Game. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. Or when you buy your all your V-Bucks now, use your Rockin' Sock. Or
Lin's M-Word.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, L-E-N-S-W-R-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Linsward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LinsWard0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Go like, subscribe, and tell him we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next week. Till then, bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.